This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll stand in line for this.
All right, we're back live. Just 5 minutes left with our special guest, who I really appreciate joining us, Dr. Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett, looking at Pfizer coming out and saying, oh, we want a pill you take twice a day to protect you from COVID, and then we go look at it, and it's got some of the same underlying ingredients and mechanisms as being reported, a protease inhibitor. Am I saying that wrong? What's going on here, and what do you make of this?
Okay, so over a year ago, I said, we have early, effective, inexpensive, safe, readily available treatment strategies for COVID. Why are we even talking about a vaccine is what I said. But why would we be talking about expensive experimental medicines when we have generic, readily available, inexpensive, safe medicines that are already proven to be effective? Why would I say it's effective? Howard Stern, listen, STOIC trial, a randomized controlled trial, the principal trial, a randomized controlled trial by Oxford University. They've been around since 1096, the oldest university in the English-speaking world. You know, Dr. Zelenko is a hero. He's the one who first had the courage to say, hey, I'm treating this with early effective outpatient treatment. And you know what? Kudos to him. He's right. That's the winning strategy. When we were told in January to hide, shelter in place by Fauci until he comes up with the vaccine, and that was his strategy that he presented to the world, we're talking about the guy who's been chasing a vaccine against HIV for over 30 years and failed over and over and over again. We're going to trust him and follow him to come up with something when he's failed at that same strategy over and over? I think, and the other thing I want to mention real quick is I've heard that all these deaths and disabilities that are happening from the shot are because we've never had this many people vaccinated before. BS, that's how we call it in Texas. I have been practicing for 30 years, and I've been taking care of people who have been vaccinated to polio, measles, mumps, rubella. I have never taken care of a vaccination injury like I am now to the COVID shot. I have been the ER doctor taking care of people who have had strokes, Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis where their spinal cord is hit. They become pulmonary cripples because they right after receiving the shot. I have seen every one of these and been the doctor taking care of them in the emergency room. I have never had patients who have received other vaccines coming in the ER with these conditions. And finally, you know, we got 330 million Americans. Every one of them had to get shots, including the tetanus shot periodically, which is a vaccine. I have never seen anybody with a tetanus shot come in with any of those conditions that I just described. But I guarantee there are more people that have received the tetanus shot than the COVID shot.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, take this. Even the British government and the Scottish government, all of them are reporting, including the U.S., their own doctors are saying, officially statistics, this specific type of heart attacks from blood clots is up 25%.
Right. So we've never seen that with the polio vaccine. Coward Stearns, take off the wig and the glasses and think. Get a little sunlight. I challenge Howard Stearns to join me on Alex Jones's show, InfoWars, and we'll have a discussion, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, he'll probably just have a puppet piece about you. He does that with me. It's very sad to see him, I believe, take money to put the talking point out. It's very sick. And they obviously don't want you promoting Sykes. I know it's not your site. You don't sell it. But where's the best place for people to go if they can't find a doctor that actually cares about them?
Here's what they need. There are many people that are saving lives, including Dr. Zelenko in New York and Ben Marble in Florida, both nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, appropriately so. So there's SynergyHealthDPC.com is a online telemedicine service that is using my protocol. And
SynergyHealthDPC.com and BudesonineWorks.com.
BudesonineWorks.com and click the providers tab. There's providers in almost every state.
All right. God bless you, and thank you for saving my dad. He was going to die for sure. 82% oxygen. Amazing. And thanks for helping my mom. And thanks for helping me. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
America.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, sir. There goes the thought criminal. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you for joining us in number two. You're the reason we're still on air. You're the reason we've reached so many people. I want to make an announcement here before I hit just the incredible news this hour after we had Dr. Richard Bartlett on joining us last hour. With if you just joined us, they now have released the ingredients on Pfizer's new miracle pill that cures COVID. Cybermectin. I'm sorry. That's just one of like 500 stories that are just as insane. I mean, I'm totally overwhelmed. I know you're overloaded because everything they do is just being exposed to fraud. Unbelievable. It's like they prove fish oil and krill oil helps with heart attacks and your brain and your health and your skin. And so now they're patenting fish oil and coming out with $200 bottles of fish oil that your doctor prescribes. I mean, it's crazy. But if we weren't exposing this, if you weren't spreading the word, they wouldn't even be coming out with that. They just block it. Yeah, there's the Drudge Report headline. Oh, my gosh, a pill that cuts the death rate in half. If you get to it early, it's almost 100%. And that's what the Japanese National and Tokyo Doctors Association said. Oh, don't listen to them. They're just, don't listen to the last doctor Jones said. He was just the head of Rick Perry's medical commission for 7 years. The guy the state goes to for advice on legislation. Oh, now he's Governor Abbott's chief advisor. You know, just shut up. So you're the head of the Tokyo Medical Doctor Association and says you've treated through your doctor 10,000 people with 100% success rate of caught early with ivermectin. Shut up. Howard Stern has a Bozo the Clown hairdo and wears purple John Lennon glasses. Shut up. Mick Jagger's jumping around on stage. He says, take the shot. How about you burn in hell? How about that? Good Lord. Oh, but their answer is, arrest all the talk show hosts and sue us and have judges not let us have jury trials and do death penalty sanctions, judgments that are supposed to be if you don't even show up to trial. Because they're desperate. Because their system's falling apart. Because they're authoritarians. That's because it's all they know. John Hancock signed his name big and bold on the Declaration of Independence, knowing it was either victory or a death sentence. Now, I don't tempt fate like that. If I signed the Declaration of Independence, I might have signed it medium size. But, you know, at the same time, if God signs your signature big and blesses you and puts you in a position to have the biggest signature on that piece of paper after Donald Trump, when it comes to affecting change, you better go ahead and thank God and give God the praise. So I'm going to do that right now and then hit the incredible abortion news beyond clown show because it's so serious, like vampire comedy hour or something. But that's coming up next segment. because of the listeners keeping us on air and the guests and the history of the show and God working in mysterious ways, I can tell you that we woke up the entire system and strata. This show was the main engine. It was a lot of other folks as well, but we were the main engine of Steve Bannon advising Trump and where Trump went, and Miller in the White House, and with so many people, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, to a certain extent, Steven Crowder. I mean, we've influenced everybody. And then there I am at Glenn Beck's headquarters, and he gives me a painting, and I talk to a bunch of his crew, and they say, yeah, we can't believe that it's all come true, the stuff you talked about. And so, again, InfoWars has now hit its stride. We have just now gone into in a three-stage rocket, the third stage. I mean, we've done it. The world's in trouble. Things are crazy. It's dangerous. And I may have to get killed or put in prison, and I'm ready for that. I'm not happy about it. I don't like it, but I'm strong. I mean, I'm going to go into the end, whatever the cost may be, because the alternative is total slavery and separation from God, and I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to take the 20 pieces of silver and serve them. So the credit goes to God. The credit goes to you, the audience, because you are the InfoWar. You're not an audience. You're activists in the arena. You're men and women in the arena of every race, color, and creed. I salute you because you're part of the human race, and I love you. This is one hell of a time to be alive. And I can't go anywhere on the street. It could be in New York. It could be in California. It could be in Dallas, Texas. It could be anywhere. And not have half the people come over and shake my hand and say, you woke us up. We know it's all real now. We're not going along with it. And but that's going to cause, on the opposite side, insane levels of hatred and viciousness. So that's why I've committed myself into God's hands. And I've said that many times, but I'm really committed to God's hands. And only God can lead God and direct me to not fall apart under this level of pressure. And that's the only reason I'm able to operate is God. Because I have the energy and the will to fight these people, but I'm human, so it fails the way it comes out. So I'm trying to align myself with God and to transcend these globalist Satanists. And that I forgive them and I feel sorry for them, but I still fight them with all my vigor and oppose them, but understand that they're the losers and they know that, and they're desperately trying to claw us down into their anti-human, vampirous, child molestation world. And it's our job to fight them. It's our job to expose them. It's our job to stand against them, but to do it from a position of strength and clarity and focus. And a lot of times I'm angry. A lot of times I'm ranting and raving. I know that. When I say this to you, I'm saying it to me. That I want to be what King David talked about in that place, that quiet place of the Most High, where I get all the time, where I understand the world and the universe and can see into the future, just like you can do. When you get in that high, calm place with the Holy Spirit, not the comforter of the Holy Spirit, not the love you have with God, not the amazingness to touch infinity and how sublime that is. That's for babies, and that's great. And any of us that have a relationship with God, that's a total gift. We can snap our fingers and be in that presence of the comforter, God being our Father. But there's also the next level, the quiet place of the Most High, in God's court, in God's presence, in the mission. And then you stare into infinity. And our enemies know we can stare into infinity. They know they have sold all that connection to God off for pathetic, temporal, disgusting power. That's why they wear festooned outfits and black robes and the Pope's garb and just all of this to try to make us look like they're separate from us on a higher plane. They are separate from us on another plane, but it's not a higher plane close to God. It is a plane in our third-dimensional thought below us. Like the creepy, crawly things that live under rocks. And so take joy when they persecute you, because that means you're over the target. Again, they didn't have radar at the start of World War II. And a few years into it, they were flying the Liberators, the B-17s, and the planes into Germany and other areas to drop bombs on them. They would go towards the flak, and the Germans wouldn't put up, you know, fake flak over here. They'd put the real stuff up and put the smoke in the air and all the rest of it. And so you're like, your radar was the enemy. And so you just have to kind of, like in a fight, forget about what you're doing and win it. And just bear down and commit and flip the switch. And so that's it. And I flipped the switch. In fact, I even see persecution now as a blessing. I'm not a masochist or a sadomasochist, but now I understand that I just need a fire lit under my ass. And with all the things, whatever you see going on against us, that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, they've done things far worse to me than what you see in the news. And that's okay, because it's the strangest thing. When I was younger, you'd have a deep pain in your heart. You didn't like it. But now that pain is a strength, ladies and gentlemen. That pain is not something that I operate off of, but new pains are not like the even greater deep pains, and so it's almost like a pleasure. And that's transcendence. That's transcendence. And I know God's testing how much I can take, because God doesn't give us tasks we can't take. God's getting me ready for even greater tasks and greater pain. And so I say, if that's God's will, give me the pain. I want the full mission.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
October 1st, Dr. Zelenko will be joining us coming up at 1:30 Central until 3 p.m. Central. I'll be hosting the fourth hour with him, and he's been calling again for Nuremberg 2 and for new actions against the globalists as the evidence is completely confirmed by the National Health Services here in the U.S. and the U.K. as well as in Europe, that there is a 25% increase in Europe, the U.K., and the U.S., 25% increase in a type of heart attack in young people from blood clots, which they said in October of last year they feared this so-called vaccine would cause, and is now a warning on the damn insert. Of course, they knew this from studies previously with similar injections that would do this. They got a lot of nerve, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of folks that don't die are going to die later. And that's where we tell you about soft kill weapons. They've already done animal studies and in China human studies with these things before they launch them on us. So they know it's going to happen over time, and so it's not all one clear way it happens. Just like autism is hundreds of different types of things on the spectrum, but in the studies we know it's the injections that along with pesticides and things that males aren't as strong against. Males are geared different. We have half the blood-brain barrier of a female. Females don't reject things as easy. They can handle, they're not physically as strong as a male in like lifting weights or fighting, but women are stronger than males, in fact, in any mammal species, when it comes to wounds and things like that, because they have to grow a baby inside of them. Women are tough. You see, women, doctors will tell you, with 10 bullet wounds, they live. A man, one bullet wound a lot of times kills them because men go into shock easier and die easier. Well, it's the same thing. Boys can't handle all the poison women can. Women are designed to be able to take more poison than males. But that's just a medical known fact. It's not debatable. And that's why you have 9 out of 10 autistic being boys. But if a girl gets enough poison, she's autistic as well. So all of it cocktails together. That's the facts. And they've been successfully carrying that out against us with the hydrofluorosilicic acid, not the calcium fluoride that you do need some of, and it's good for you, very small amount. One of the trace elements you do need a little bit of, but you do not need hydrofluorosilicic acid. It lowers IQ and fertility, and that's why Europe has announced, and the UK, oh, we're going to fluoridate your water, too, to make you submit. Speaking of submitting, they have brought us into the incredible world of gaslighting, and I watched some of this hearing yesterday, and the crew got even more clips for me that I hadn't seen until this morning, and these are just next level, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's just let these speak for themselves, then I'll give you my take in the next segment. And I got a little special clip from Steven Crowder's amazingly funny and highly produced show, man. I'm sitting there watching a two-hour live show, and I was part of the show for an hour. And the production and the precision, and they do it 4 days a week live with a small crew, was better than Saturday Night Live, and it was a crew 120 at the size. Simply amazing. I mean, even if he was a leftist, I'd say this guy's got incredible talent, but he's not. So that's why you look at all the aggregates and the numbers. He's as big as Tucker Carlson worldwide. So congratulations to Steven Crowder. He just gets better and better. That makes me feel good at night knowing there's people like that out there. But that's coming up next segment. But let's go ahead and get to Democrat Dems call killing babies in womb a blessing, an act of love, as they protest Texas abortion law. And let's just start with abortion activist Melissa Azzi. As we know, people get pregnant and are not just women. Here it is.
I want to start by saying I do not regret either of my abortions. I do regret my experience at the Crisis Pregnancy Center. The most traumatic part of my experience was one of those centers and how I was treated there, and I hope that they all shut down because they exist to manipulate and prey on vulnerable pregnant people. And I just wanted to acknowledge a lot of people are being left out of this conversation today because, as we know, people get pregnant and not just women. But I hear people over and over and over again say women get pregnant, but that's excluding people that should be a part of this conversation. As for the crisis pregnancy center.
And then she goes on, the same lady, to reverse reality and say, those that don't want to abort people are elitist and want to attack poor people and are racist. No, sweetheart, it's the Rockefellers and Margaret Sanger that think brown people are weeds that said they wanted to kill you and they set up Planned Parenthood to make sure you're never born. And now, since you live, they just turned you into one of their mind control slaves to try to kill other people, I guess, you'll get rid of more babies. Here it is.
Before SB 8 officially became the law, things were already dismal. But now, they have become a nightmare. Abortion funds have been working around the clock to help people access abortions with funding assistance, travel support, and more. Abortion funds exist to counter the discriminatory, classist, and racist restrictions on abortion, like the Hyde Amendment and SB 8. The authors of SB 8 and the people supporting this discriminatory and despicable law have made it abundantly clear that they do not care about our physical and emotional well-being. They are only interested in controlling our bodies. As a survivor, I know this feeling all too well, and it fills me with rage.
A survivor? They're all survivors, except the babies they killed. They're not humans. They're an act of love. We got that clip coming up. Here's Representative Ray Rahana saying it's unpatriotic for people to create false impression that Margaret Sanger had racist motives. No, she just called black people weeds that should be exterminated. I guess that's not racist. You're right. Here it is.
Representative Fox suggested that this absurd suggestion that Planned Parenthood was somehow conceived to encourage abortions in the African American community. I suggest reading an eighth grade history book as a starter. First of all, abortion wasn't even legal when Planned Parenthood
was out there, Buster Biden.
In the 1930s, 1919. Originally, it was founded to encourage birth control.
They were doing forced abortions and sterilizations of poor blacks and whites all over Europe, all over the UK, and all over the US and Mexico. He just thinks you're dumb. There's whole books, films on it. The Nazis used Margaret Sanger's books and writings as their defense in the Nuremberg trials. Go back to it, please.
Sanger and W.E.B. Du Bois, one of the great civil rights leaders, was an advisor to Sanger. So,
and a communist. You know, Get back it up. Yeah, and she says in her letters to different foundations, like the Rockefellers, I need money to hire and groom and prepare blacks to go in and help us get rid of the weeds. Du Bois was a communist. Let's all admit it. But see, her name has now been dropped by New York City Clinic over eugenics, even ABC News. But this guy, because he's got brown skin, he can now resuscitate a Hitler lover. Here it is.
Boys, one of the great civil rights leaders, was an advisor to Sanger. So, you know, it's fine to have ideological differences, but it is really sad that people are saying things that are a misreading of American history. Frankly, pretty unpatriotic that you don't take the time to read American history.
That's gaslighting. If we read American history, we know all about it, buddy, and we know that you're a big fat liar. Incredible. Absolutely amazing gaslighting. I mean, that's like saying the sun does not rise in the morning and set in the evening. It's not yellow. It won't burn your skin. Water's not wet. They just lie, because they're pissed it's coming out who they are. The left are the people that created Hitler. Hitler was a leftist. The Rockefellers created Cold Springs Harbor. And then I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ourselves, we're fighting for our families. We're all in this together. And InfoWars, I can tell you, is always at the tip of the spear, thanks to your support and your prayers, listeners, and your amplifying our message by spreading our articles, our videos, our reports. And here it is. I learned about this yesterday, and I said, Norm Pattis, one of the top lawyers in the country, criminal lawyer, civil lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, you know, right there up at the Alan Dershowitz level, right there at the Jerry Spence level. In fact, he represents Mr. Spence. New York health workers win religious exemption to vaccine mandate. Bloomberg breaking last night. But you don't hear about this. And so that's what's going on. That's what's unfolding. And Norm Pattis joins us now, my lawyer, in the First Amendment as well, to break down what's happening. So you're just a very busy man. I'm glad you did this. Tell us the current information on what's going on.
So New York passed a piece of legislation without really a regulation, rather, without notice or comment, requiring that all healthcare workers get vaccinated, and it permitted a health-related or a medical exemption, but no religious exemption. And so we challenged that in the Eastern District of New York, federal court in Brooklyn. The judge threw us out within an hour of the paper being filed. So we went to the federal appellate court, the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in New York City, one step below the Supreme Court, and we asked for an emergency stay, an order blocking imposition of that regulation because it disadvantaged people of faith. And the appellate court gave us an emergency stay. It granted that yesterday afternoon. Now we will go to a full merits briefing, and we'll have arguments on October 14th on the issue. But here's what's at stake. When evaluating a government action that burdens the First Amendment, the courts use what's called a strict scrutiny test. In other words, does the government have a compelling interest in doing what it did? And if it does have a compelling interest, is the remedy that it offers narrowly tailored to accomplishing that? We acknowledge the compelling interest in public health, but we say it makes absolutely no sense to say that religious people can't be exempt from the vaccine while people with medical reasons can. The virus doesn't care how it hops from person to person. A person with a medical exemption can go to work. Why shouldn't religious people be able to go to work? And so we had a number of clients approach us who were people of faith and believed that they would lose their job under this exemption. So we are challenging this as a misapplication and violation, frankly, of the First Amendment and a misapplication of the state's police power. In other words, New York overreached. And here's a chilling example of what's at stake. Governor Hochul, the unelected mayor of New York City who replaced Governor Cuomo when he resigned, said earlier in the week, look, God wants you to get vaccinated. Be a good apostle. Get vaccinated. My view is that is breathtaking arrogance on behalf of the
Empire
State.
Isn't that an attempt to establish state-run religion in violation of the First Amendment?
I don't know what it is. It sounds just crazy to me. I don't want my governor or my elected officials telling me they've talked to God and God tells me what to do.
It sounds like a science fiction movie where like a crazy woman's like, we will all take the injection, but those that don't are not listening to God. We must go out and confront them. I mean, this is like I'm watching an old 1980s horror movie.
There's a lot going on in New England, Alex. Let me tell you what's going on in Connecticut. If you think Governor Hochul is crazy, wait till you hear what Ned Lamont is doing. There's a new mandate requires state employees to get vaccinated. If they don't, they can be fired as early as midnight Monday. The governor in Connecticut is mobilizing the National Guard to fill the position of state workers who are discharged as a result of not getting vaccinated. We have an enormous and long tradition in this country of suspicion of the military. We didn't want a permanent military at the time of the founding. We always have prided ourselves on civilian rule. I can't believe that in my home state of Connecticut, my governor is prepared to put men in uniform on school buses, presumably bearing sidearms, to drive our kids around. If this happened in a third world country, we'd call it a coup. What do you want to call it in the United States? So we've got a governor in Connecticut prepared to mobilize the military to replace people, state workers who don't get vaccinated. And we've got a governor in New York who says she's talked to God and God knows what we should do. What happened to the Constitution? What happened to the Bill of Rights? So we're thrilled by the Second Circuit's decision this week to put a stay, that is to block imposition of New York's regulation. We're hopeful that we'll be able to win it when it's argued on its merits on the 14th of October. If we don't, we're going to the United States Supreme Court because we are established in this country. Our government has been established subject to limitations on the Bill of Rights. My office, and I think the people of the United States, are proud to stand with Antigone, the protagonist in Sophocles' play by that name. When she refused to obey the king, who would not let her bury her brother because her brother was killed or executed as a result of treason, she said, there are laws higher than yours, king, and I choose to obey those laws. I think the United States is a country of people free to follow their conscience, and when government tries to tell you what you've got to do in violation of fundamental rights, we the people, need to fight.
Norm, that's right. There is a higher law that's written on our hearts. And when we betray that, we betray ourselves.
I think you're dead right, and that's what's at stake. I mean, there's an emerging, you know, the people say, sometimes they give me a hard time. Why are you fighting vaccines? What, do you want everybody to die? Well, of course I don't. But what I don't want to, what I worry about is the precedent these laws set. You know, we're creating a new nanny state, a new public health state that will can and will be able to do anything in the name of public health, in the name of an emergency. So today it's a pandemic. Tomorrow it's guns, and we saw the CDC come out this week again with more information and belief about gun violence. Then it's, so that's the Second Amendment. Then we're going to have claims about systemic racism as a public health crisis. Then we're going to have claims about global climate change as a public health crisis. When everything becomes a public health crisis and somebody says we've got to act in the common good, that somebody is usually somebody in government who has.
And Norm, let's expand on that. We then have Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation that literally funded Hitler, literally created the UN, literally created the new policy for the lockdowns worldwide. That's public. That controls Biden's national response, a private foundation of a eugenics, social Darwinistic family. They are now in control of this whole thing. And in their Operation Lockstep from 2011, they describe using the fear of a virus for everything that's now transpired. We're facing a battle plan.
I think we are. And, you know, I mean, you know, I hear you talk about globalism, and sometimes I understand you, sometimes I don't. Here's what I think I'm hearing. And that is that there are elites who have a vision of the common good, and they seek to impose that on us in the name of survival or furthering the species. Somehow they're going to be captains of the Darwinian engine as they see it. The struggle for human significance, for liberty, for a meaningful life is based on an individual-by-individual basis. I live in a small community. I want to be able to set the meets and bounds of what I can and cannot do. Government helps me with that. But I don't want government. I don't want global government. I don't want global elites setting norms that I am required to adhere to, or I'll lose my job, my liberty, my home.
Exactly. Even if they cared about us, the top-down implementation would put in a tyranny where their minions could abuse us and usurp us, and they always do. But this is done from the position of depopulation and world government to carry that out. So it's designed to be a dystopia. That's why they're gaslighting us now with this dystopia.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've read a lot of dystopian literature this year. We read it in 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, you know, The Handmaid's Tale by Atwood. And the protagonist in each of these books is usually an individual who, with application of good old common sense, says, this doesn't make sense. I resist. I want to have significance on my own terms, and they undermine the elite. They undermine authority in the name of individual liberty and significance. What I appreciate so much about InfoWars is that's what you're encouraging your listeners to do. Find one another, speak out, act out, and don't take an order from a distant elite as an answer.
All right. I don't want to get into the crucifixion of the First Amendment that you talked about in the letter you posted to InfoWars last night for this ruling, but I do want to come back in general and talk about the weaponization of the judiciary and how it's mainly coming from the left and how you think, as a rule, we as citizens should oppose that with every legal, lawful means. And then at what point is it time for a new Declaration of Independence? We'll be right back with Norm Pattis.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Important meeting. He's leaving us in just about 4 minutes. Norm, just in general, I mean, you see yourself, I guess, as a classical liberal, but that means something different today than what liberals are today. I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth. We talk about it all the time. What do you see in the judiciary, in the executive, just everywhere, is I see a race towards classical tyranny with a high-tech gravy.
Well, I think the high-tech gravy I certainly see, and I see people increasingly detached, frustrated, and feeling disenfranchised. So the courts, for example, have regarded themselves largely immune from criticism. They've created immunities for public officials, so-called qualified immunities in policing. They've imported immunities into the Constitution that don't exist. And so while the preamble to the Constitution says that we the people created government to ensure peace and prosperity and domestic tranquility, the fact of the matter is many of us feel disenfranchised, alienated, and disconnected from the world at large. Some states elect judges. I know they elect them down in Texas. I think that's a horrible idea because then you get judges racing to the bottom and pandering to the lowest common denominator to get
George Soros has put in all the new judges in Travis County, put in the city attorney, the county attorney, and they're literally bomb-throwing maniacs.
Well, Travis County, they ought to sell it to Northern California and let Texans be Texas. I elected judges are a horrible idea. I think lifetime appointments in the federal courts are good. But then, you know, you get people who are insulated. So I think institutions aren't the answer. Political culture is the answer. And we don't foster a sense of responsibility anymore. The United States.
I agree, sir. How do we declare a new 1776 that's nonviolent, a new Declaration of Independence? I think you ought to write a new Declaration of Independence. I think I should write. I think all our good thinkers, Joe Rogan, Stephen Crowder, I think everybody should write a Declaration of Independence. We should have a big conference and then have a million voters and see who votes in the new Declaration of Independence. And then we all digitally sign it.
That's an excellent idea. You should call a constitutional convention. I mean, let's not forget for a moment that at the founding of this country, the Articles of Confederation weren't working. People met in Philadelphia to amend the Articles of Confederation, but they revolted. They did something beyond what was called for, and they created a new constitution, a new republic. Maybe it's time to pour some new wine into the old skins here and see how far.
I agree. I think if we had liberal, conservative top lawyers that are pro-America, and Joe Rogan and Stephen Crowder and a bunch of scientists and myself, and you know, have maybe 500 top people there and have our new constitutional convention and then put it out to everybody to vote on it. Boy, I think that would really scare the establishment, Norm, because it's just a declaration of will that we the people don't agree with the system.
Call the convention. I'll appear if invited. I think it's an excellent idea. Legitimacy springs from the bottom up, not the top down. And when it's tried to cram down on the people, they resist. So let's strike back with the pen. Let's strike back with expressions of popular will. And let's recreate the republic. It happened 200 some years ago. It can happen again.
I agree. 1 minute, then I got to go. Without getting into the stuff in Texas, we will later. It's really sad, but also comical at the same time, in my view. What do you make of, in Australia, they say, back when it was a penal colony, that they still had juries, because that was British common law, but they would put kangaroos on them, I guess. They call that a kangaroo court, where the judge is really there, but has, you know, a rigged jury is the term kangaroo court. What is it when the judge just gets rid of the jury entirely? Even the Huffington Post, when it broke that story about me yesterday, said this is really a legal myth and doesn't really ever apply if someone actually shows up to court. I think it's like if you just run off and never show up, you can have a default. This is a pretty big power grab in my view.
Legal scholars write about the vanishing trial, the extent to which it becomes increasingly more difficult for ordinary people to have ordinary jurors hear their dispute. Judges have a lot of power to decide questions of law before they get to a jury. Maybe we need to limit that. Maybe that's one of the things your new constitutional convention will say, and that is there are explicit limits. If power flows from the people, we want jurors as the people's voice deciding not just legal issues or factual issues, but legal issues as well.
Well, let's just say it. You've been doing a lot of stuff, and you've been feeling really, really good about these. And they know they don't have the case they claim, so I don't get to have a jury. I don't think America is going to put up with that.
I hope you're right, but I think we have thus far. I think it's time for we the people to stand up and say we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Norm Pattis of normpattis.com, and you do your own podcast weekly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
By the way, he did a great job on the podcast I did with him last week. We ought to find his podcast and posted to Band on Video. I told him I'd give him a channel, and it's very, very popular. So, Norm, you're getting a Band on Video channel. All right, that guy is fighting for America on so many fronts. It's just insane. He's like the Energizer Bunny, and he gets a lot of victories, too. And, it's just been unbelievable behind the scenes. We've freaked him out pretty bad with all the depositions we've been doing. And so the judge just says, sorry, you don't get a jury trial. Wow, that's really nice. Oh, we didn't give you anything. Just hundreds of thousands of documents. Jones gave us nothing. He defaulted. I mean, it's just where all this is, folks. Listen, InfoWars isn't going to be shut down like these people openly say they want. It's going to expand because I know you have will, and I know you understand how important this broadcast is that you built. So I'm going to tell you now. Now's the time. You built this operation. You supported it. You are it. And so I need major funds, ladies and gentlemen, not to declare bankruptcy and not to, battle these people, but to expand what we're doing. And I'm going to leave it at that. Support us now, and you will see even more action and even more pushback against the New World Order. You got my commitment. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's back in, and I misunderstood. They got a limited shipment. Another shipment's coming in, supposedly in a few weeks, of what has become our new bestseller, Brainforce Ultra. The reviews are incredible. It's 50% off right now, but I'm going to go ahead and just end that sale tomorrow because it's going to be sold out anyway. So I need to fund our operation. So if you want to get 50% off, now's the time. And then Down and Out is all these known herbal for thousands of years concentrates and then now new developed systems that are in it. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. Hell, I might as well here. Let me just grab this because it's so important. I want you to hear all the things that are in this product. Guarana seed, alpha GPC, green coffee bean, Alethra root, yerba mate leaf, green tea leaf, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and more. And it's concentrated. It's strong. I can tell you right now that BrainForce Ultra is just incredible for clean, focus, amazing, no crash energy. It's the opposite of those poison energy drinks. It's selling out because, again, we got a limited supply in. We got in a limited supply of Down and Out. It is the all-natural sleep aid. It's got a whole bunch of known ingredients in it as well that are good for helping you sleep, which is so good for your immune system. Deep, restful, clean, healthy sleep. Not from drinking NyQuil with alcohol in it and chemicals. Not from some poison sleeping pill that kills your REM sleep. No, no, this does the opposite. German chamomile, lemon balm, valerian root extract, passion flower, melatonin, and more. And it is strong, so I take a quarter dose your first time. And this was sold out for like 5-6 months. I ran out of it, and I got it back a few weeks ago. We got an advance shipment of it, and I've been sleeping so much better when I take it. I forgot to take it when I went to Dallas Wednesday night to be on Stephen Crowder and other shows, and I didn't sleep very well. So, yeah, there is the issue of my brain is so active that I don't sleep well if I drink caffeine too late, and then especially if I don't take my Down and Out. And I'm not knocking knockout. It's 8 ingredients, some of the same, some different, just not as strong. And that's great for a lot of people. When you first take knockout, it works really well. Herbs do the same thing, but naturally, that drugs do. And you know about receptors. The drugs you take for a while stop working. This is God's drugs, God's natural way of doing all this, and it's just incredible. So, need that incredible energy, BrainForce Ultra, need to relax and chill out. Takes about 30 minutes to hit. We have Down and Out back in stock, 50% off. And I'm going to keep Down and Out off at 50% for at least a week because we got a good shipment of it. Again, we did not get a good shipment of BrainForce Ultra. And they say more is coming. Believe me, I can fund this operation and kick butt and do all the stuff I want to do if we just get the funding in here. And so much of that is supply chains. That's not your fault. That's Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and their whole Great Reset trying to destroy us all. Oh, and I talked to Blake that runs the warehouse and stuff, and he said, Alex, don't end the T-shirt sale because we're selling 5 times more T-shirts we've ever sold, and you said you want them out there to get the word out. We're just going to sell out of everything soon and we can reorder. This is great. We had hundreds of different shirts. Some sell good, some don't. They're all blowing out. Keep it up for at least 4 or 5 more days. So all the T-shirts, ball caps, designer ones, regular ones, made in America, not made in America, it's all there. Over 100 designs, some limited edition, at InfoWarsStore.com at cost. InfoWarsStore.com at cost. So get your InfoWars Save the Frog shirt, Mass Free Zones, Arrest Fauci, Come and make me get vaxxed. We're all Alex Jones, F. Biden. They're all at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.